All right, this morning I want to continue with in the book of Daniel. So this is our fourth week. I want to talk about standing in faith. We'll be in the 10th chapter of Daniel. We've got Daniel out of the lion's den this week. And this is one of the maybe the lesser known stories about Daniel. Certainly not one that I learned in Sunday school, but I think this is maybe my favorite story about Daniel. I think this is a tremendously encouraging passage here this morning. So let's kind of set the stage. Remember, Daniel was an old man. He's even older now than when he was thrown into the lions. He's been almost his whole life, he's been a captive in Babylon, but he has spent decades. I mean, he spent the last 70, 80 years in prayer for the nation of Israel and for the restoration of Israel. And I think Daniel could relate to going through a tough time. Amen. I mean, we've been through a year. He went through decades, but yet he continued to stand firm. He receives a vision from God. Amen. You know, we think sometimes get a vision from God, that would be a great thing. Sometimes I'm glad God doesn't show me what's coming. Amen. Often I said, if I had known this is where it's going, I would have just said, okay, God, thanks, but no thanks. Amen. Count me out on this one. I'm just going to sit it out. But sometimes I think God doesn't tell us, and he allows us to go through these things so that we can lean on him. Well, Daniel got that vision. In this vision, he realized things weren't about to get better. He had been praying and praying and praying, and now it looks like things are going to get even worse. I can imagine what Daniel probably said at that point, probably the same thing I said looking at the weather forecast a week ago. Amen? I can't take this anymore. I mean, this is too much. I can't stand anymore. This is, you know, I'm past my breaking point. I just don't want to deal with it. I'm sure Daniel felt that he was to the place where he couldn't take anymore. So what did Daniel do? Well, if we remember from the week before, Daniel in the lion's den, what did he do? He prayed and he trusted God. Daniel turned to prayer like he always did. And he fasted for 21 days, 3 weeks of prayer and fasting. At the end of this 3 weeks of prayer and fasting, he was visited by an angelic being. And there's some controversy actually about who it was that visited with Daniel. Some people believe it was an angel. Some people believe that it was the pre-incarnate Christ. And we do know there are some, actually several places in the Old Testament where it very clearly appears that there was a manifestation, a physical manifestation of the pre-incarnate Christ. So before he was born, there are times in the Old Testament when he did appear in bodily form. And there's a really big word, or actually a couple of really big words for that. You may have heard those. Some people call it a theophany. Which means the visible appearance of God, or you may hear it called a Christophany, or an appearance of Christ, and that's what those big words mean, just a bodily appearance of Jesus. And I will tell you, me personally, where I stand on this, in my personal opinion, I don't know who's right or who's wrong. If you have another opinion, that is perfectly fine. I believe that it was an angel, and I'll talk about that a little bit more. So I don't personally believe that it was Christ, although I will say I'm open to the fact that it could have been a physical manifestation of Christ in bodily form, because certainly there are other instances where that happened. So Christophany, you know, that got me thinking, one of the jokes for kids this morning, right? If Jesus was here today, what kind of car would he drive? Anybody know? He would drive a Chrysler. Okay, I said it's a kid joke. But when I hear Christophany, I think of that old joke. Ask your kids if they've heard that. They may not have heard it. You can use it on them today. All right, jokes aside, let's pick up in the scripture this morning. The scripture, absolutely no joke there. Amen? Daniel chapter 10, beginning in verse 5. Daniel said, I looked up and saw a man dressed in linen clothing with a belt of pure gold around his waist. His body looked like a precious gem. His face flashed like lightning and his eyes flame like torches. His arms and feet shone like polished bronze, and his voice roared like a vast multitude of people. Only I, Daniel, saw this vision. The men with me saw nothing, but they were suddenly terrified, and they ran away to hide. So I was left there all alone to see this amazing vision. My strength left me, my face grew deathly pale, and I felt very weak. Now, from the description given here of this being that he encountered, that does, in a lot of ways, it does sound like it could be an appearance of Christ. And I think that's why a lot of people kind of take that view. So he saw this being, and it was something terrifying when he saw it. And it said that, the men that were with him, they didn't even see the being, but yet they were so terrified by something that they ran away and left Daniel there by himself. So only Daniel saw this vision. And I will tell you, sometimes when God has something for you, it's only for you. Amen? It's okay. Sometimes God may speak something to you. God may reveal something to you. God may show something to you, and it may just be for you. And that's okay. We can take it ourselves. Amen? Maybe you've even experienced this. Maybe one time you were reading through your Bible and you read a verse and all of a sudden something just spoke to you. And have you ever been there? And you got excited and you're thinking, this is amazing. And then I can't believe what this scripture is speaking to me. And you go to somebody else and you share the scripture and you tell them what it is that God's speaking to you. And they go, yeah, that's nice. Understand. It's not a problem with the other person. Amen? It's maybe God gave you something for you, and that's okay. God gives you something for you, hold on to it. If it's not for somebody else, that's okay. Sometimes God may give you a message to share to others. In this case, God had a message for Daniel, and it wasn't for the others. Amen? And that is okay. Daniel, it said that he grew weak in the presence of this being, that he fainted. And again, that makes me think, Daniel, he was a strong man of God, amen? Mighty man of God. But it doesn't matter, even the mightiest men, even the strongest men, even the greatest men, they will faint when they come face to face with the glory of God, amen? That's how powerful the glory of God is. I don't know, maybe you've even felt the power, a little bit of that power of the glory of God. I've never felt it like Daniel did, amen? I never felt it like Isaiah did, like John the Revelator when he fell down on his face like a dead man. I don't know that I felt that, but I felt a little bit of the power of God, amen? And when you feel it, what does it do? It can knock you off your feet, amen? It can bring you down because we cannot stand in that powerful presence of the glory of God. That's how awesome and great God is. All right, so this morning I want to look at three things that we can learn about standing in faith from this story. Number one, and this is a good one right here, amen? Number one, God cares about you more than you care about you. Think about that for a minute. Who cares more about you than you do? God cares about you. Daniel 10, verse 10. Just then a hand touched me, lifted me up, and still trembling to my hands and knees. And the man said to me, Daniel, you are very precious to God. Did you catch that? You are very precious. You're very valuable. You're very important to God. So listen carefully to what I have to say to you. Stand up, for I have been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up, still trembling. Daniel, he fainted because of the presence of the glory of God from this angelic being that stood before him. And I love it. A hand reached out and lifted him up. Amen? Daniel, he was down on the ground. He has fainted. And it said a hand reached out and lifted him up. The hand of God lifts up. Aren't you glad? Amen. When God reaches out his hand to somebody who's precious to him, somebody who's valuable to him, somebody that he loves, what does he do? God doesn't knock them down. God lifts you up. Amen. Why? Because you are very precious to God. God will lift you up. And the voice said, you, this is an important message. And I believe that's an important message for you today. Amen. The important message is you are precious to God. You are more valuable to God than you probably realize. God loves you more than you probably could ever know. Amen? What a great message. What a great message that being brought to Daniel. And what a great message for us today. God loves you. You are precious to God. And because of that, there is nothing you can do to make God love you anymore. Isn't that awesome? You can't make God love you anymore than he already does. And the flip side is just as true. You can't do anything to make God love you any less. Amen? God doesn't love you because of what you do. God loves you because of who you are, and you are very precious to him. God cares about you more than you do. All right, number two, God is doing more than you understand. Verse 12, the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you begin to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come to answer your prayer. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the spirit of the prince of the kingdom of Persia." You ever prayed and you wondered if God heard your prayer? Maybe you prayed for days and days and days. Maybe you prayed for weeks. And you wondered, has God heard my prayers? Maybe you start to question, well, has God heard me? Or maybe this isn't in God's will. Or maybe God's not going to answer. Sometimes it might be praying for days. Sometimes it might be months. It might be weeks. Might be years. And you're wondering, has God heard my prayers? And I love what this angel told Daniel. He said, the first time you prayed, amen, come on, the very first time that you prayed, God heard your prayer. I believe the very first time that you pray, I believe that God heard your prayer, amen? Very first time. Been 21 days, Daniel hadn't had an answer. 3 weeks, no answer. But the very first time God heard that prayer. Look how awesome this is. How long had Daniel been fasting and praying? 3 weeks, 21 days. Amen. Verse 13, how long did the angel say that I've been trying to get to you? 21 days. I've been trying to get here. God heard your prayer as soon as he heard it. God sent the answer as soon as he heard your prayer. But it's been a battle bringing the answer to you. Amen. Sometimes when you think God's not doing anything, the answer is already on the way. Who was blocking the answer to Daniel's prayers? Well, it says the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. Who or what is that? I don't know, but I would infer that it is some demonic force, a demon, a fallen angel, who was doing battle with the angel that God sent to bring the answer to Daniel. Now you say, why do you believe that that was an angel that came and not Christ who came? Because personally, I believe that if Christ had decided to head down to meet with Daniel, I don't think there is any demon anywhere powerful enough to stop Christ from doing anything for 21 days. Amen? Had it not said that, I might go along with it. That's my personal opinion. Again, I don't know. I just don't believe that Jesus would have to do battle with a demon for 21 days. I think the battle would have been over before it started. Amen? And so I believe it was an angel, a messenger, and I believe God does dispatch angels when we pray. Amen? We may never know it, we may never see it, but I believe there are times when angels are intervening and we don't even know it. There are probably some times when we pray, God dispatches an answer, and that answer doesn't arrive immediately. Why? Maybe because there's some battles going on in heavenly places that we don't see and we don't know about it. But the first time you prayed, God heard your prayer. But I love what Daniel did. Amen. Daniel prayed. God heard his prayer. And Daniel could have said, you know, I prayed. That's enough. But what did he do? 21 days he continued to fast and pray. What do we do as Christians? I think we continue to pray. Amen. Use the example of Daniel. Has God already heard the prayer? Yes, he has. But we're going to continue to pray. Amen. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to stand fast. And just because we don't see something immediately doesn't mean that God's not doing something. I think a lot of times God's doing a whole lot more than you can even imagine, than you could ever know. God has already sent the answer, but we're going to keep praying till the answer comes. Well, what if it's not the answer that I wanted? It's okay. Amen? But until we get an answer, we're going to keep praying, right? Because until the answer comes, we're going to be like Daniel. We're going to continue in prayer. When we are facing a difficult situation, when we're going through the trials, when we don't have the answers, what are we going to do? We're going to stand firm in our faith, and we're going to pray, and we're going to trust God. Because one, remember, God cares about you more than you care about yourself. And number two, God is doing more than you could even possibly know. And number three this morning, God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. Amen? Now, that doesn't come out of Daniel. Actually, that came from the Apostle Paul. Amen? But I think it applies right here. Paul said, in my weakness, God's strength is made perfect. Amen? What does that word perfect mean? It means to bring to completion. Amen? When we hear the word perfect, a lot of times we think, you know, we think of something that's not, or something without flaws, not in error. But the word perfect really means to bring to perfection, means to bring to completion. There's nothing lacking. Amen. And Paul said, in my weakness, God's strength comes in and it fills up the gap. Amen. Fills up the gap, makes it complete. Nothing missing. We need to operate in that strength of God sometimes, because I tell you, our strength will not get us through it. We think that we have the ability to plow through it. Amen? We think that we can make it happen until the temperature drops to -1 degrees and the power goes out and the water freezes. And then we go, what am I going to do? Amen? What am I going to do? We don't have near as much control over our lives as we think we do. But the good news is, the sooner we recognize that, we can lean on the strength of God. Amen? Whatever I can't do, God will make up the rest. No, Jesse, maybe you've experienced this. I know going to the gym, you know, you go with your workout partner and you're doing the bench press. And I know y'all find it hard to believe I used to go to the gym. And I used to almost be, I am in shape, right? I am a shape, amen? Not in shape, but a shape. But actually, I used to go to the gym and work out 5 days a week. And I was in reasonably good shape for that time. And, you know, part of it was going with, you know, with my friends that I worked with, my workout buddies, and, you know, we push each other. And I know one time doing bench press, and you're going, and you know, and it's like, I can't do anymore. And my friend, he's like, no, you can do it. I said, no, I can't. I'm done. He said, well, here, I'll help you, you know. And the idea was supposed to be just give you that little bit to get it going. And so, okay, give you a little bit, we get it going. He says, do one more. I can't do it. Yeah, come on, do one more. And it's like, well, do one more. And then at that point, I notice, doesn't matter what I do. He kind of got excited about what he was doing. He was in better shape than me. He was pretty much curling the what I was bench press. So that tells you how much shape I was in. Amen? Yeah, for him, he could just reach over and curl it, and I couldn't even bench press it. But I think it's that way with us sometimes. Amen? We don't even realize how much of the strength of God we're operating in. Amen? We go as far as we can go, and as soon as we can't go any further, I think that's when God kicks in. Amen? Sometimes he'll let us go until we've exhausted everything that we can. And I think sometimes God does that to remind us that we need him. God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. when you get to the end and when you can't go anymore and you've gone all you can go and you can't stand anymore and you've stood all that you can stand and you just don't know how you're going to make it through it. And I don't know if 2021 is going to be better than 2020. Amen? I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know. Daniel had a vision from God, and the vision from God is it's not going to get any better. Sometimes it doesn't get better. Sometimes it gets worse. What if 2021 is worse than 2020? It doesn't matter. Amen? We're going to stand firm in our faith in God. What if 2021 is better than 2020? Well, then we ought to be rejoicing. Amen? But we still ought to be walking and operating in that strength of God. Daniel 10, verse 17. How can someone like me, your servant, talk to you, my Lord? My strength is gone. I could hardly believe. Then the one who looked like a man touched me again, and I felt my strength returning. Don't be afraid, he said, for you are very precious to God. Amen. Peace. Be encouraged. Be strong. Maybe you can relate to some of this. Maybe you've been praying. Maybe right now you've been praying. You've been praying about something. And you've been waiting and you've been praying and you've been waiting and you haven't gotten the answer. And maybe you feel like you've just gone as far as you can and you don't have the ability to go anymore. You've pushed all that you can. Maybe you feel like Daniel, you feel like I just can't even hardly breathe. Everything is pressing down on me. Everything's coming in from all directions. And I'm at the end of my rope and I just can't go anymore. What do we need? We just need that hand to reach down and touch us. Amen. Daniel said, when the one who looked like a man, when he touched me, I felt my strength returning. Amen. We need that touch from God. When you feel like you have nothing left, we need to pray, God, stretch forth your hand and touch me and let my strength return. And I love how verse 19 ends. That's how I want to close this morning. You are very precious to God. What's my word for this morning? Don't be afraid. Amen. Don't worry about what's coming next. Amen. Don't worry about, is it going to get better? Is it going to get worse? It's going to be different anyway. Amen. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Why? Because you are very precious to God. I love that Daniel was told that twice. Must have been an important message. Amen. You are very precious to God. Peace. Be encouraged. Be strong. I like that last song that we sang. Amen. Did y'all hear the words in there? Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Amen. I like that. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. I believe God's working in some situations this morning. You may say, well, I don't feel it. I don't see it. I've been praying, but I haven't got the answer. I don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't know what's going on. Let me promise you, God has heard your prayers. You are very precious to God. So be at peace, be encouraged, and stand strong in the faith of God.